Welcome to the Awakening Conversations podcast, where we dive into the many aspects, challenges, and life-changing lessons that are part of our spiritual awakenings. Through conversations, we are looking to bring you wisdom and perspectives so that you feel more supported and connected as you navigate your own awakening path. We are your hosts, Kate McGee and Amanda Richardson-Meyer. We've both been through our own unique awakening journeys that have changed and transformed our lives. And through these awakening conversations, we will be growing and expanding alongside you. We're so glad to have you join us. Let's dive in. In this episode, we delve into the concepts of timelines and quantum leaps, breaking down what they are and how we can begin to become more aware of them playing out in our lives. We explore how infinite timelines or experiences of our soul's path are available to us in every moment and discuss how we can actively and intentionally work with them to create the life we desire. We share tools and practices and our own personal experiences of how to work with our beliefs and stories to shift into new timelines and possibilities, as well as what it takes to experience a quantum leap. We talk about the importance of frequency, choices, and external influences as factors that help us align to higher timelines. And finally, we discuss the potential for dramatic shifts in perception and reality, emphasizing that small changes can lead to significant transformations. We hope you enjoy this episode. Welcome back to the Awakening Conversations podcast. My name is Kate, and I'm here with my co-host Amanda. And today we want to talk about timelines and quantum leaps. These are two particular topics or words that I personally have had to really begin to understand what they are, and then really notice how magical it is to have these experiences in our life. And our awakening journey really is us coming to understand the truth of who we are. And the more and more we understand that, the more and more we get to play with life in a way where we get to be the creators. Amanda and I have spoken about this in different ways in different episodes. But today we really want to unpack these two topics to help you understand how your life is being played out, or how you can play it out, perhaps, to really kind of like choose your own adventure. And really, that's what your awakening is about. It is about becoming more conscious and aware that you can have completely different experiences. So let's dive into unpacking this. So Amanda, do you want to give us some explanation of your ideas of what timelines are? We'll start with that.
All right. So timelines, as I understand it, both from my own experiences and from what I've read, heard, etc., is that we are living in a multiverse. There are multiple realities existing currently. We have multiple lives at the same time, which is really hard for us to comprehend from the logical mental level that there is another version of us. But when we can let go of suspend our disbelief of what's possible, we can imagine different realities for ourselves. We've likely had the experience where we feel there's this other possibility for us, and maybe it feels, can we feel painful that we're in this reality and not in the other reality that we feel a strong connection to? And maybe it's a lifetime for this current reality. Maybe it is a past reality. Maybe we're connected to a certain period of history. And I've had that myself where I've had lots of dreams, or I'm very connected to movies or books around a certain time in history. And in my life prior to starting to explore these topics, I simply dismissed that there was something to these thoughts or these ideas. But I, like, for example, I had specific visions of World War II and just playing out in a very specific way and being drawn to movies with these scenes happening. And so as I've started to explore this topic a little bit, I have a strong sense that I have a reality in that time and had a particular experience. But as far as timelines go, I'd say that the idea being that we have there's infinite timelines for us to choose from. And it all, in every moment, we have the opportunity to choose a different timeline. If we just stick with our rote default patterning, we're just going to stay in one reality. But the minute we choose something different, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and a new pathway for where we are going. And those things can be small changes to the norm, and those, or they can be very drastic changes that can launch us off into a new reality. So that's what I would say for my understanding of timelines. What about you, Kate? What are your thoughts on timelines, and what's come to you in preparing for this conversation?
Yeah, I want to just touch on one of the things that you said there first, that, you know, about these sort of other realities where you have this connection to the past, with these feelings when you watch movies about World War II. You know, the thing that blows my mind is that as humans, we think that time exists as, you know, past, present, future in one straight line. But in the, I'm going to say the quantum world, or just in actual reality, there's no such thing as time. Everything's happening at the same time. And this is a very hard thing for us humans and our human minds to hold, is that every single life, even though we call them past lives, they're actually all happening at the same time. I want to ask someone one day, well, how do we then have a sense of history, a shared sense of history, even though we're all living those other lives in this moment? So we want to just call in someone who can explain that to us, because I want to know.
Yeah. I don't know. That just unlocked some like rabbit hole in my head, but I won't go there right now.
Okay. So we'll save it for another episode. But I just want to name that, like, you know, time isn't what we think it is. And like the fact that we can even have these experiences, like Amanda said, is because in some way, the soul that we are, because it is consciousness, it is not just this one version of us. We as a soul are part of a bigger piece of a soul of consciousness that is having multiple lives at the same time. And that's why we can have that sense or feeling of, I have a deep resonance with this period of time, because there's a part of you as a soul that's having that experience right now. Just want to say that. Then to timelines, just to back up exactly what you said. So for me, I really see it first and foremost as our soul, as we've said before, comes in with a plan. And I've asked many people many questions about, you know, how do we make that plan? Is that plan literally down to every single thing we do? Or is it just that we want to have these key moments on our journey? And the last person that I spoke to was like, no, every single detail is planned out. Now, how that gets experienced and how we then express that soul's plan is where timelines come into play. So I have a visual in my mind where I think of myself in the human world of like past, present, future. If I stand here and I look out in front of me, if I look down at the ground, I imagine that laid on the ground is some beautiful pattern, which is my soul's blueprint, and it extends far off into the future where, you know, all these little tiny choices and events and whatnot are going to happen, but it's on the ground. It's one dimensional. That's my blueprint. Then I imagine that on top of that, are like layer upon layer upon layer upon layer upon layer of timelines, like infinite ways that I can express and experience that blueprint, and I can bring it to life. And so my understanding then is of timelines is that it is a reality that we will live out based on our blueprint, our design, and that the particular timeline we will experience and express that blueprint depends on the frequency that we hold in a given moment. And then because of that frequency, what are the choices we make? So we can all have a think about our own lives where we haven't really held a very high frequency. And in that, let's just say we had a lot of self-loathing or guilt or shame, and we make very different choices for our lives you know, choice after choice after choice is what creates the reality that we experience, that doesn't really then support us to feel happy. You know, I definitely know those moments in my life when I haven't felt good about myself. I don't make great choices. And so my reality that I create along that blueprint is like one layer of the timeline where I can have that experience. If I then do the work to heal and, you know, work on my self-love and acceptance, then I'm essentially raising my frequency, as we said in another episode. This is how we sort of move up into a different vibration. And when I make choices here, they're completely different to the choices I would make when I don't like myself. And so then I've jumped into a different timeline, essentially, and the way that I'm expressing and experiencing my soul's blueprint and my path is going to be completely different. So we have this choice when it comes to the timelines we are going to experience for our lives, because as you said, there's infinite potential. And, you know, when we do talk about the quantum, and really the reality of who and what we are, it is said that every single potential, every single possibility that could ever play out exists. And it really, to me, just feels like an alignment to then the timeline or the experience we want to have. And that involves the frequency we hold, the choices we make. And then it can also be a factor of what is influencing us as well. Is there any disturbance? Be that things like someone mentioned to me, like Schumann resonance. So this is the frequency of the planet. Is that right? Schumann resonance. And then if there's more light coming in, that affects our own energetic vibration and our energy. It can be things that we're feeding our body, the how healthy we are, how food is influencing our body, that changes our energy and our frequency, you know, medicines we take, information we consume. It's going to affect our frequency, our choices, and then our experience and the way that we express certain timelines. So that is what I would say about timelines as how I see them and how we can work with them.
That's a good visual. Yeah. I'll just add that I want to say that within that, so our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions, right? And it's all tied into our frequency, right? That's going to affect our behaviors and our actions. And so our behaviors and our actions at that lower frequency are much different than our behaviors, our thoughts, our beliefs at a higher frequency. And so we're going to be open to different possibilities at different levels. And so where we might be open to, not be open to something at maybe a lower frequency, possibilities open up for us that we couldn't see at a lower frequency. So it's how I see it is that things can change on an exponential scale. And I think that's probably how we can quantum jump is through this vibrational, the compounding effect of all these things being different, right? It's okay, I'm not going to eat the same things anymore. I'm going to take better care of myself. I'm not going to be around the people that treat me poorly. Like doing all those things in all the areas of our lives and our lives, it's like a snowball rolling down a hill. It's just like it builds momentum. And that's where we might think changes in our life happen linearly. No, it's like blasting off on a rocket, where it exceeds the threshold of what we think, what our mind believes it takes to make changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. What was I going to say to that? I think what timelines really show us, you know, when we can understand that such a thing exists and that, you know, we do have the potential to really, really change what the experience of our life is, like holding that concept, accepting that as a reality, a truth, really puts the power in our hands to be like, okay, well, I am the master of my experience. I am the creator of my experience. You know, our awakenings really serve to open our minds to other potentials, to the greater reality, right? Like I think most people listening through their awakenings will have had a sense of that, or, you know, you're deeply in that, you know that to be true. And so when we really want to play, we can play with timelines, right? Like that is in our control. Before we started recording, we were having a conversation about life, and I was expressing some frustration that I'm having at the moment. And when I, in this moment, I'm sort of feeling very in my human stuff. You know, I'm feeling very old, limiting, self-limiting patterns and beliefs, you know, in my body at the moment, in my mind, in my energy field at the moment. And it feels like such a frustration because I can hold this awareness of my potential to create and get myself, you know, move forward into a new timeline, a different reality. And yet at the same time, when we have navigated our human experience, it can feel challenging, or we feel like even in this moment, if I look at them, like it feels somewhat impossible. The thing is exactly, it can happen in an instant, but it does sometimes feel hard and challenging because our humanness is so real. But I think what I'm trying to say here is that this is why our self-awareness, our inner work is so important, because what we're really doing then is helping to, I want to say what I really crave in this moment is to kind of like unhook from some old beliefs and things that feel like a weight that are holding me down. And my responsibility then is in this moment where I feel challenged by my old stuff is that it's up to me to lovingly and compassionately meet those parts of self. Like, what do I need to do to hold them differently, like unhook from those old patterns and beliefs so that I can, quote unquote, move forward. We're always moving forward. We're always moving, but get myself into a perspective and a sense of awareness of my reality that feels like it's moving me to where I want to go. Because the other thing I want to say in terms of timelines is that I feel like here is my experience of myself in this moment, and I can literally see just right here in front of me this next version of me I'm stepping into. But there's some gap between me and her, and I'm like, okay, there's my next timeline, but I've got to go in and I've got to do what I need to do to kind of, I'm going to use the word untether myself, because they feel like weights, so I can step into that next timeline, because I can see what's going to happen up there. If it's up, it's up. I know it's up. It's more expanded. It's a more embodied state for me. And yet I've got to do the inner work to be able to shift into that timeline. So what I want to say to them is, like, when we do move into or have an feel like we've moved into a new timeline, if we don't do that inner work, you know, if we don't hold a different consciousness, then we may feel like we're stuck or we go back to an old one, quote unquote, back. So that is why the inner work is so important to continue to grow and develop and be able to have different experiences of our life and to literally, you know, move timelines or experience a higher timeline for our soul's path and that life we're here to express and experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I would say, and what you just, I think you've said, you're frustrated because you're ready to shift. And so the frustration is the old patterns, the awareness of the old patterns wanting to be released. And mm-hmm. so it's the invitation for you to now, as you just said, to do this work, and mm-hmm. you have the tools and the resources of how to navigate it, right? That doesn't mean mm-hmm. it's easy, mm-hmm. but really, yeah, I'd say it's your higher self saying, yes, it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time. Mm-hmm. You're ready. You've done, mm-hmm. you know, you've been on your path, and the next stage is waiting for you. And something that popped into my head prior to this call is the concept of jealousy. And, you know, we have a negative connotation around jealousy. But something that I've heard and makes sense is that, and I've used to flip the script for myself when jealousy comes up in myself, is that really it is, we're seeing a version of ourselves and another person that is very possible for ourselves. And when we see it reflected back to us and it not being our reality, it's this feeling of yearning for mm-hmm. what another has. And so rather than unconsciously feeling this jealousy, recognizing it, and receiving that as a message of that reality being that reality is possible, mm-hmm. and start asking the question, what needs to be done for me to create this reality? Something that I popped in earlier that as you were talking is that, yes, it's our beliefs that create this current reality, and simply believing that we are the creator of our experience, that shifts timelines in and of itself, right? Because we start behaving differently when we recognize that, oh, I don't like a circumstance. I don't like something in my life, or I want something different. I yearn for something different. I can create that. I might not know how in this moment in time, but I can start taking the steps, asking the questions, raising my frequency to start aligning with a different reality. And only if we believe that we can do it, do we start taking those steps. If we don't believe we can, we're not going to do anything, because what's the point if we don't believe that we can? So I would say embracing, stepping into that belief, really owning that belief of exploring, like, do you believe that you can create something? And if not, then maybe start exploring that more, your relationship with creatorship. And are you the creator of your life, of your path, or are you in the victim energy, wondering why things are happening to you rather than happening for you? And just observing, playing with your thoughts around that and your feelings, and that can start shifting things as we start believing more that we are the creator. We will create more by default, almost. And then, like you said, it can be a game, right? We can, as we were saying before, some things are harder than others. You know, what you're working through, that's a little bit harder than some other things, but because maybe it's deeper, it has more tentacles and in deeper places. And so we can start playing with things that don't feel so charged, changing things, shifting things in other realms of our lives that there's not as much weight around. And then by observing those experiences of what it's like to create something, to shift a timeline around other parts of our life, then we can start working on the things that feel harder, heavier, like there's more baggage around. And so using smaller things as the playground, as the classroom for getting good at this, and then we can shift in much bigger areas of our lives.
Yeah. And what I want to say is two things. Like, you know, I mentioned before, like, our soul's blueprint and plan. And you said before, you know, in that victim mindset, we're like, you know, why is this happening to me? And then, you know, we're taught through self-help, well, no, it's happening for me. But we can take that one level further and actually, well, it's happening by me. That's something that Nessa once said, and I never forgot that. Because technically, we've planned it all, right? Like, your soul wants all the experiences. And I'm going to add one more thing before I come back to another point. A previous guest of ours, Helen, we met through a course where we were learning to do mediumship, but it was also through a practice of practicing that I learned that I could channel. I went on to practice doing that or develop that skill, and so did Helen. And so through this particular course that we did, we were encouraged to practice regularly with somebody else. So Helen and I have done that on and off over the years. And quite recently we did a practice, and she had asked me some kind of question because she was struggling with, you know, expressing her soul and her truth. And the message that I brought forth for her, and what really struck me about what I brought forth, was what I felt when I was bringing this particular message through. And that was that her soul really doesn't have an emotional connection to what the experiences are that it chooses, right? It's just a platter of choices, and it's just a platter of experiences. And it's like, oh, I want to know what that feels like, be it, you know, loss of a loved one, or, you know, financial hardship, or having children with a disability, right? Things that we as a human think, oh, that's awful thing to experience. The soul doesn't think that that's technically different to meeting the love of your life, having a massive family that's, you love or winning some accolade, right? It is just experience. So this by me, when we can embrace the concept that our soul is here for it all, that too, I think, helps us hold a different perspective, which is part of how we can have a different, you know, higher timeline experience of this soul's journey, because we can meet our challenges and our experiences and the things that we think as humans are bad or awful or hard in a different way of like, wow, my soul wanted this. Like, why do I want this? And like, be in it in a different way. And when we are really intentionally working to hold that broader perspective, as you said, raise our frequency, make different choices at that frequency, that's where we're having that higher timeline experience. And that doesn't mean that we don't have any challenges. We just meet them from this different perspective. Like I just said, a different perspective to meet those challenges can be, this is by me, by my soul, right? So we're still going to have that soul blueprint of ups and downs, peaks and valleys, but depending on the timeline that we are operating from, consciously choosing from, consciously living from, we'll meet those ups and downs from a different place. And so we may move through them, quote unquote, quicker, or in a way that it just feels less like dramatically up and down, or, you know, so that is sort of the point of this journey and the work, is how, again, it comes back to this being the creator of the experience. Like, as we do choose higher timelines and experience those higher timelines, there is a bit more of a flow to life, and we can meet life in this just broader context and greater understanding of the whole thing and why we're going through this life.
Yeah, those are all excellent points. What came up as you're talking is this, like, sometimes I've experienced this, and I imagine other people might have as well, is like, I feel frustrated that it's something's taking me so long to figure out. And I was reminded, what popped in my head was in pediatrics class in medical school, and the teacher, the professor, was commenting on the parents that, oh, my kid is walking at 10 months old and like so proud that their child was walking so advanced. And she's like, I don't care. As long as if they walk at 10 months or whatever, as long as it's in the, like, as long as it's, they're progressing and they're on mm-hmm. the track, she's like, it doesn't matter how long it takes, as long as there's, like, well, I'm sure there's, it matters at some point. But as far as the meaning is better if it happens sooner or it happens mm-hmm. later. We need the time that we need in order to figure things out. And things are best figured out, like, on our own, because that means we truly learned a lesson that we came here to learn lessons. This earth is the school of that our soul incarnated in to learn lessons that we can't learn anywhere else. That's my understanding. So it might take us the time that we need for it to take. And that might be hard for us on a human level, but as long as we're making progress, if we're moving in the direction, like, allow ourselves to have the grace to do that. Another developmental example is like with reading. And I remember I decided not to put my daughter in kindergarten because I knew that she would compare herself to other kids as far as reading was concerned. She was going at her own pace, and I didn't want her confidence to be affected by what other kids were doing, because we're always comparing ourselves to others. And it starts very early. It's like, it doesn't matter if it happens when she's five or like in Waldorf education, they don't even start teaching reading until like 7 years old. Whereas I was reading when I was four, but I've since learned that it's like, you're not actually comprehending at four, you're just recognizing shapes. And where she was comprehending stories because she really understood the dynamics of stories. And so it's like, we have an idea of how something should be, but if we fast track a lesson, life is going to send us the experiences that we need to learn the lesson that we need to learn. So if we don't get it right away, we're going to receive something else so we can continue until we learn this lesson. Because chances are, if we are struggling with something, it's something we chose to come here to learn, maybe to master even. Mm-hmm. And maybe we need a lot of experience with it to become a master of it. And so, but I imagine beginning to consciously work with our timelines, knowing that we can create new timelines, we can start making choices in a different way, in a way that's different than if we're just operating unconsciously and not really choosing to live our lives from a creator perspective.
I want to just give an example in this moment, because everything you just said then spoke very, very deeply to me and where I feel myself in this moment. And coming into this call, I'll say, you know, if I stay in this sort of sense of frustration, the timeline I'm going to experience of this is going to be, you know, wherever it is. Hearing you really remind me of the time it takes for us to be with the things we need to be with. Because this what I feel right now is old. It's very old. It's very ingrained. It's very deep. And then also you were saying, and hearing you say, maybe it's about that self-mastery, like that mastery of this. And that, like, that hits deep. And so in this moment, I feel that I have now changed my perspective. My perspective has shifted. I feel my frequency has raised, because I'm like, oh yeah. I feel so much better hearing that. And now I get to make different choices. I actually have a whole bunch of things running through my head right now of what I'm going to do after this call, of how I want to meet that. So I have now, just in our conversation here, shifted timelines, where I'm now going to head down a path completely different to what I was this morning, feeling stuck and low. So as Amanda may have said before, you know, it can be so easy and quick, and yet at the same time, it feels like it's so hard, because 5 seconds ago, 10 minutes ago, I was like, I don't want to be here. How am I going to get out of this? And then, you know, you've just sat there and said these amazing things, and I am inspired, and now I exactly know where I want to, how I want to meet myself. So thank you. And for that real-time example.
Magic.
Magic. Absolutely.
It is magic. It really is. I mean, I had an experience of that last week, right? Like, yeah. Something I was dwelling on that I was stuck in for like 6 months, I'd say. And in that lower vibrational place, I created a story about something. And then I just could see it from that perspective. I couldn't see it from a different angle. Mm. And then I felt called to have a meeting with someone, a call with someone. And they gave me a totally different perspective from the one I was operating from. Helped me see what the situation was serving for me, and how it was part of my trauma patterning, old trauma patterning, not even my trauma per se. And then also being able to see the greater context of the story. And literally in that call, I'm like, I don't feel the weight I've been carrying for these past 6 months. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's gone. Mm-hmm. And really, it's amazing from an energetic perspective, the things that are blocking us, keeping us stuck, keeping us in lower states of vibration, like literally those things can move faster than our minds can comprehend.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you're really speaking to, which is amazing, is this sense of what a quantum leap is. So let's head into that territory now, because my, you know, quantum leap sounds pretty fast, right? So I'm like, oh, quantum leaping. What is quantum leaping? And so when I investigated this, it's like, it appears quick to us because that's our perception, right? Because of time. But really what it is this contrasted shift from one perspective, like you just said, of like, I'm in that victim energy, to wait a second, you know, like it's a big contrast. contrasting perspective of your own reality and where all of a sudden now more seems possible, like this massive opening. So a quantum leap really is this really dramatic change in our perception, where we might have felt totally stuck and closed off, and then we totally open up, is my understanding. What is yours?
From my perspective, it's shifting our own personal reality to then be able to experience something from a new state. So in that example that I just gave, in that conversation, I was able to voice things that I had been keeping bottled up inside. Mm-hmm. And then I was able to cry and release things through hearing a different, to have things mirrored back to me. I was able to release and cry all things that I was, you know, I verbally released things. I cried, I released the emotions. And so then I was in a different vibrational state because I was no longer hanging on to those things. And so then I could hold a new reality. And from my perspective, it's shifting our vibrational state, shifting our thoughts, our beliefs, which then changes our behaviors and our actions. You know, it can be changing our state. So then we start attracting different things in, right? So rather than if we're in a lower state where we are closed off, we're not open to new possibilities, we're just kind of stuck in our rut, we're not looking to make any differences in our lives, we're just going to stay in that rut. Versus if we shift into, I am the type of person that makes new friends, then we start acting like someone who makes new friends. We start talking to people. We are not as closed off. And then all of a sudden we invite people over. We start behaving in new ways. And then it's like through that shift, we become that thing through the shift in our thoughts, our frequency, our thoughts, beliefs, and our actions and behaviors. And then that ripples out and is created and manifested in our world.
Yeah. And as you just described there, like this distinct shift in the experience of our reality, you know, one where we're stuck to, I have the things I wanted. And I thought about, you know, quantum leaps in my own life, like the very stark contrast that I've experienced was my awakening. I quantum leaped in that experience. It wasn't fun, but I did. I went from a very long experience of my life, 3 years, in the same mindset, the same energy, the same perspective, stuck behind the veil of some very dark stories, mental stories and beliefs and thoughts about how my life was. And through a conversation or a series of conversations, it was just like, you know, it was that sort of defining moment where my mind literally split apart and I was like, that's not real, something else is. And in the ensuing days, that voice, that narrative, all that noise disappeared and died, and I was opened up to a completely new reality that was quieter. I felt different energetically. I felt so much more connected to things. I could see things differently. And then literally the world opened up to this more than ever existed in the 3 years prior, in the thought patterns I was running, the beliefs I held, the frequency, the vibration that I was holding at that time. It shifted my reality in a massive way. I had to learn how to navigate that new reality because I'd never been there before. So that was a, you know, really big example for me of what a quantum leap felt like in my life. And that's probably maybe on a more extreme end, but it is that kind of, you know, shift in reality and the experience of your life in a really different way. And again, as you said in your example or your explanation, we have the power to create that. And so it's this desire for more and a desire to have a completely different experience of our life that if we reach for that, and as you said, we choose a belief that it can happen, we're setting ourselves up for the likelihood that we're going to make it happen, and then we can quantum leap into a different experience of our lives.
Yeah. And I would say that we can have massive change through small little jumps. They don't have to be big jumps, mm-hmm. but doing it if we're making all these jumps, if you know, in our lives, say we made a jump a week, for example, like we changed in, I think it's probably a compounding effect rather than like this change leads to this change, and then it expands. It's not linear, as I said. And so they can be small little shifts over time that add up to big transformation, right? It's kind of like we can compare it to more physical examples that we know of, right? It's like, say you were 100 pounds overweight. It's not that you're going to all of a sudden snap your fingers and you're going to lose 100 pounds, but you're going to, each day you're going to change, your choices are going to lead you incrementally towards that goal. And so same thing with quantum leaps. It's these changes, you know, I'll use my example of my most recent laptop purchase. So I had a laptop for 5.5 years that, you know, it was a higher level laptop and it worked, but everything felt slow and bogged down. And so I felt really limited in my work that I can do. I can't take on more work because it's just this slog to get through what I'm doing. I don't want to do my work. And so that creates this whole story, this whole experience that is not pleasant. I don't want to take on more work. And so it's affected my bottom line. And one day I'm like, I need to get a new laptop. As one person in a family, I'm like, oh, that's a good chunk of money that I have a laptop that works. I don't need a new laptop. And so that's the thing that was blocking me from getting this laptop. And then there's part of me like, well, will that really solve my problems, this laptop? Right? Sometimes we think like buying something is going to solve our problems, but really it's just, you know, gives us a dopamine hit and makes us feel good getting something new. Is that really the solution to my problems that I'm having? And so I sat with it and I let it go, but I kept feeling stronger, like, no, I need this new laptop. And so I went into meditation and I'm like, where is the part of me that doesn't feel I deserve this laptop, that I can get this laptop? And I energetically expanded to where I am this person, this version of me that can buy this laptop. And I can feel good about buying this laptop, and this laptop is going to serve me. So within a day, I went from going back and forth about it to I'm taking the steps to get this laptop. And then I have the laptop now, and things are working so much faster than I felt like. I realized it was like I was working with one hand tied behind my back. And now it's like, well, what is possible now that I can work faster, that I don't feel frustrated with my work? What can shift? Like, so much can shift from this new place because now I want to do work because I'm not working with this tool that feels so heavy, so slow, so frustrating. And so it's one simple choice, shift, leap, can ripple out into many. And so the results might be, you know, 6 months down the road, the leap will be because from this one choice, it will look and feel like a leap. I'll be in a much different place because everything that's able to happen, because I can work faster, I can do more, I enjoy my work, all of these things compound, like, add up to a different experience. If I'm happier doing my work, you know, that's important. That's going to affect my frequency. So that's my most recent example of, you know, and really I see it's like we can see the version of ourselves, like what am I feeling in this moment? That what is my current reality? And where is the reality that I want to, who is the person that I want to be operating like. I listened to Brian Scott on the Reality of Revolution, and he talked about like walking through a door and meeting that version of yourself. Like, what does that version of yourself look like? What do they feel like? And so beginning to take on those characteristics, and then you can start operating from that new reality in your day-to-day life. And then you start attracting the experiences, the people, the circumstances that are going to shift you into that version of yourself by really embodying the energetics of that person.
Amen. I love that, because, you know, the time we're moving through and our awakening is to step into that higher version of ourselves. Right? Like, that's what we're, that's why. That's the big why of all of this. And more is always available for us. We just don't perceive that in our reality, or are ever told it, taught it, learned about it, you know. And so we do feel very, can feel very, and I'm saying this from my own experience, limited, stuck. And yet I love your example of how we just need to come in and meet ourselves. Like, you know, what I'm going to be doing after this call, like, I, you know, yes. And I want to say yes. And like, yes, call that higher version of ourselves in, because it is available to us, right? It's a perspective we're holding of who we are. And as we're going through our ascension process and our awakenings, to really get to like live that all the time, more often, to experience her, we've got to meet the parts of self that say, oh, that's not possible, so we can hold it. So, you know, Amanda's a beautiful example. Exactly. Meet that part of yourself, because that part of you always exists in our field. Our full potential, our blueprint, is always available to us. Like, it is just our own belief about it, which really, for me, I always see our beliefs as these glass boxes we put ourselves in, you know, like we can see out of them, yet, you know, we keep ourselves contained in a space. Yet if we took that away, all that space that we see outside of us is really the limitlessness of who we are and what we can achieve. And so, you know, my own reminder too, that the work doesn't ever end, you know, and as we do want to be these bigger, more expanded versions of ourselves, this higher self of us that is really calling us to come forth, you know, we have to do that work to just meet those parts of self who just go, no, that's not true, so that you can really experience the more and more of who you are that you did come here to be, and, you know, so that we can have this experience of more, this different reality, and then in that, like, make different choices and create things that are different. So, you know, thank you for that beautiful offer of how we can meet ourselves and begin to work with ourselves in that way, because I do truly believe, and that's some of the work that I end up doing with the records, is like helping people meet those parts of self, because that part of ourself is us now. We're just not maybe feeling like we're operating from her, but she has information for you about what you need to know. And exactly, I think Dr. Joe Dispenza's work is all about how us thinking, feeling, experiencing those other versions of self changes like literally our biology and our wiring in our brain to then expect that as an experience. And he has an incredible movie out. You have to pay to watch it, but it's called Source. Maybe we'll put a link to it if people want to sign up for it and watch it. And it's really about his research and the doctors and scientists who got on board to study the effects of his, you know, the meditations that he does to help people overcome these limited ways of being, and how that then is changing their biology in such a profound way for them to experience different versions of themselves. And that's really, I think, you know, in some ways what we're here to do. You know, our timelines are an opportunity for us to experience different ways our life are going to play out. We have got a journey we're here to experience, and things that we're, you know, our soul wants to go through. But the power is in our hands by doing that loving, healing work to know ourselves, free ourselves from the things that hold us back, because the potential we have is truly limitless. And if we can tap into and be more of the higher self, like, life's just a whole other ball game, and we can handle and meet that whole soul's journey and ride in a way that's different and more expansive. And I honestly truly believe, like, when we do that work and we do, you know, choose those higher timelines, like you said, you know, we call in different people and support us. And it's just, that is one of the beautiful benefits or amazing reasons why you'd want to even think about choosing higher timelines and, you know, reaching for more to have a quantum leap in your life, because it just, I think you said, it expands the possibilities and the things. Like, the more that you want in this moment at that higher timeline is even better than you can imagine in this moment. Like, it's, you know, it just makes life so much more rewarding, meaningful, richer, has more depth. You know, you feel so much more supported and connected. You feel more at peace in some ways, even though you have to go through the up and downs, you know, and a greater sense of love, I think, with life and the journey and yourself and other people.
Yeah, I think that for myself and my journey, it's, I think I was afraid to collaborate or will rely on community in what I'm doing, but so much more is possible when we let go of trying to do things by ourselves, owning the gifts that we have, and that, you know, we can learn more about that through our design, through, you know, more self-awareness, right? And I think maybe it comes from school where it's like we have to be able to do, you know, get A's and everything, where it's really, it's like, what if we just focus on, yes, maybe we need to know about some other things, but like, we only, like, what if we specialize or go deep with the things that we feel resonate with us, and we learn how to look to others to, you know, we talked about the relationship episode. I think by doing the work, we are accepting of ourselves more, and then we can play this timeline game more when, well, maybe by making it a game, by making it more fun, like, we can be so serious in this whole process of healing and being our best selves. It's like, can feel so heavy and serious. And like, what if it wasn't as important as we make it out to be, right? And we can just like learn how to be vulnerable with ourselves, with other people, and our relationships grow deeper, and we can do more things because, yeah, we've developed these connections with other people that I think in our more limited selves, we close ourselves off to. And so through doing the work, we open ourselves up to more people, the aligned people, the people that are here to build the same things we're here to build, or if we're building or creating. Another thing I wanted to say is that you mentioned those glass boxes. I think that's a really good visual. It's something I think is interesting to ask ourselves is, why do we like it in our glass box? Why are we afraid to leave this glass box? And that set, that inquiry can help us know why our limitation is serving us, right? In order to release it, I think understanding it on a maybe energetic level allows us to have more compassion for ourselves, that we're not changing as quickly as we would like ourselves to change. And so why do we feel stuck here? And that in and of itself, that awareness, I think that whenever we have more self-awareness, it's a much easier leap, because whether the leap happens right now or it can happen in another moment, because what I find is when I have awareness about a situation, then when the next time that situation happens, I'm aware of it happening. And now, oh, I get to choose something different. And in that choice, that in of itself is a quantum leap. Mm-hmm. By not doing the unconscious default, I had this visual come in while I was listening to some videos about this, is it's like we're at a train station, and in that moment, we have the ability to change tracks. We can, you know, if we're on a train track, we're just going along the same fixed route. We're not going in a different direction. But in that moment, if we choose something differently, it's like we're the track is changed and we get put on another train track, and that's going to go off in another direction by making that one choice from this new place of an awareness. So starting to ask ourselves questions, start wondering, you know, inquiring why are we here? What is the safety that I feel in this limitation that I've created for myself? And then that can start a cascade of allowing us to take off in a new, different direction than the one we're currently on.
Yeah, I think perfectly said. And a great reminder even for me, because, you know, on this journey of growth, like, I focus on it a lot. Sometimes I need to be reminded to have fun with it. Don't take things so seriously. And really, from a soul perspective, like, your soul isn't here to be serious about it. Like you said, you know, it doesn't have to be a big deal. It is and it isn't. You know what I mean? Like, we're here for the experience, you know, we're here for it all. And it's a process to hold that. And I'm working on it. And, you know, of course I want to be the highest possible version of myself in this moment. And I need to, like, stop and take a minute and be like, well, you know, you are not the same person you were 5 years ago, you know. So even though in this moment I might feel like I'm, like, hit a roadblock and I've still got so far to go, like, just let's take our hands off being so serious about it. And, you know that if you have that desire to, you know, be more, do more, that's amazing. Just love that, hold that. There's a process to it. And something we said before, like, we have to have some level of patience, because when we hit what we might feel like a roadblock, or we feel like we get stuck on that journey, that's also something we have to sit and learn from. This is a lesson too, right? It's another layer of the learning to continue what you already feel is your, you know, from your soul is telling you, you're here for more, you're here to do something. Just trust that. Let that be enough, right? The fact that you even feel it and think it is all you need to know. Just show up for the game, meet what arises, be conscious of your choices, have some fun, don't take it all too seriously. And, you know, it is going to happen. And I think that is the thing that is hard for us when we do really want something. And I'm, again, speaking from my own experience, but for anyone else who resonates with that, we can't not have it happen, but there's just a process to it. And we've got to go through it. We've got to meet ourselves along the way. So, Amanda, anything else you want to share on timelines or quantum leaps, or should we wrap it up?
No, I think that was good. Thanks for bringing up this topic, and it got me thinking about it more. And, you know, I've given some examples of how I've used it in my life, but now I want to start proactively using it to shift more regularly. Yeah, using it as a tool. And I think the more we practice it, the easier it gets. And like I said, if we shift our frequency, we visualize, we get clear on what we want, and we do that every single day. Imagine what can happen, right? Mm-hmm. And so I want to start making it a bit of a practice, and so that's what I'm gonna take away from this conversation. So thanks for bringing it up and sharing and being vulnerable with what is you're going through and your experience. And
thank you.
And I'm excited to see what happens. Whatever happens.
Whenever, no pressure. Exactly. Yeah.
So, and I think we take the pressure off of ourselves, right? To be something, to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then we can allow, then it can happen when we stop gripping it so tightly. Yeah. So,
and putting a time frame on it. Gotta let it happen. Mm-hmm. Just let it happen. Like, it doesn't have to happen in the next 2 weeks.
And so, or it's already here.
Wow, exactly. And I think I just want to wrap up by saying, sometimes when we do take our hands off and just let go and allow, that's what then helps that shift to take place. Because when we're trying to make the thing happen, in some ways we're just getting in our own way. And so it is this total hands off and surrender. And releasing, which actually moves you forward. So great point to bring up.
Like letting go of the micromanaging.
Yeah.
In order to shift and jump.
Mm-hmm. Not easy to do. As a Virgo. With a plan.
But you're gonna master it, so
yeah, exactly.
You got it. You got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Amanda. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll join you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you haven't already, please do subscribe to your favorite podcast platform or to our YouTube channel so that you can be notified when new episodes are released. Be sure to head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, for the resources mentioned in this episode. Here you can also leave your questions, comments, or feedback so we can create more episodes that you love. And if you'd like to be a guest to share your own awakening journey with our listeners, or you have a business or offering that supports others going through their awakenings, head to our website, theawakeningconversations.com, click on Be a Guest, and we'll be in touch. Until next time, take care.